Hello, I'm still Alan Tepper, and this is still for Technotour, beyondpodcasting.com and provideocoalition.com, and we are making the third recording with the same head microphone, the ModMic 5, but this time we are connected a third way to the H5 recorder from Zoom. This time we are using the new XLR adapter from Antheon Audio, the people who make the ModMic 5 microphone. And this one competes directly with the VXLR Plus at a similar price point, as you'll see in the article. But this one, according to Antheon Audio, has a roll-off to compensate for the proximity effect. So you should be hearing me now, and I am hearing myself in my isolating headphones differently from the other two. The other major difference that I'm noticing is a huge difference in output level. The first two recordings I had to make with the built-in mic capsule, I had to set the input level to 6 in order to get peaking at approximately minus 12 dB, which is what we normally want when we make our raw recordings. The VXLR Plus from Rode, I had to set it at 5, which had a slightly higher output. But this one, the one from Antheon Audio, I had to set it all the way down to 3 on the input level of the input 1 of the H5 recorder from Zoom, which means that its output level is much higher, which means that it will theoretically mask even more any noise that may exist in the preamplifier. But of course, that is not the only factor that will affect the overall quality, so we will all be able to judge this later after I normalize this and publish this. So this has been the third recording connected via the XLR input of the H5 recorder from Zoom using the XLR adapter from Antheon Audio, the same people who manufacture the ModMic 5. Now I will make the standard text recording as we've done with all recent microphone tests and preamplifier tests. Spanish Constitution of 1978, Part 3, my translation in English. 1. Castilian is the official language of the state. All Spaniards have the obligation to know it and the right to use it. 2. The other Spanish languages shall also be official in their respective autonomous communities according to their statutes. 3. The richness of Spain's diverse linguistic modalities represents our national heritage and shall be the object of special respect and protection.